Are you thirsty? Well, we got the juice.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to A Circle and a Square. I'm Lindsay, and I'm here with Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hello, everyone.
So before we dive in, we just wanted to announce to all of you wonderful listeners that this will actually be our last episode for now. So we just wanted to do something really fun and extra delicious this week. We've asked our coworker Fatima, aka Fati. Hey, Fati.
Hey.
We asked her to hop on with us because she loves Taco Tuesday, and we thought it would be really fun if we did a special Taco Tuesday episode together. So we've each ordered a taco from three restaurants in OTO, Jalapenos, The Taco Stand, and Taco Adobe, and we're just going to do a cute little review for you guys. So Alex, what are we starting with?
All right, we're going to start with Jalapenos Grill. It's a well-known and well-loved family-owned restaurant in Old Town Orange. They specialize in California-style fresh Mexican food and have a Taco Tuesday special where tacos are, get this, $1.79 each. So ladies, what'd you get?
So I got the shrimp taco. And the shrimp taco comes with cabbage, tomatoes, cilantro, onions, white Baja sauce. And I love shrimp tacos just in general. It's a very light option, and this is a very light option. But if you want to kick things up a notch, I recommend adding some spicy mayo on top because that actually really just made the whole thing come together. And I personally think spicy mayo is like the glue. Mayo in general is just the glue to all, you know, sandwiches, whatever. But anyway, so I thought this was really good. I really liked it. Yeah, it tasted great. I would definitely recommend the spicy mayo on top if you're into that. It really takes it up to another level. So yeah, Fati, what did you get?
So I went ahead and hopped on your seafood train, and I got a fish taco. And that has cabbage, tomatoes, cilantro, onions, the works, and then that Baja sauce. It looks super fresh straight off the bat. Like, that's all I could think of as soon as I saw it. I was like, wow, this is like a fresh fish. And it definitely was. The quality of fish was on point. And then that spicy mayo, as you mentioned, definitely sealed the deal for me.
Okay, so I copied Fati and I also got the fish taco. And it was a generous portion of fish. It was a huge portion of fish. And that, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir at this point. That spicy mayo, everyone, it's changing lives, at least mine. It really elevated the taco for me. I love a good sauce. And like Lindsay said, like a good mayo-based like aioli or just some kind of spicy sriracha situation. It's so good.
Love a good aioli.
Yeah.
It just makes everything. I mean, my shrimp taco by itself would have been great. But the spicy mayo, it just adds something a little extra, you know?
Yeah, it was a good kick.
But your guys' tacos, was it those ones that it just had that huge slab of like fish? That the one from Jalapenos?
Yeah.
Guys, it is a generous portion if you get the fish, just the fish taco. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And at that price point, that's like a steal.
For sure. Definitely worth it. Taco Tuesday. What a great deal.
Yeah, so holla to Jalapenos.
Holla.
So our second set of tacos are from Taco Adobe. And this place is just really bomb, y'all. It's a little intimate space. It serves classic Mexican dishes such as burritos, enchiladas, and tacos. You know, the whole bit. So Alex, tell us what you got from Taco Adobe.
So from Taco Adobe, I got the grilled chicken taco. It came smothered with cotija cheese and
smothered.
smothered everyone. Like, we couldn't. So it, to let everyone know, we all enjoyed these tacos together, and it came in the same box. And when we opened it, we weren't sure whose taco, like, was which, because you couldn't see what kind of meat it was, because it just had all this cheese and cabbage slaw on top with lime on the side, which I always appreciate a good lime on the side. But once we discovered my chicken taco, I got to try it, and it was light and bright, and it felt the healthiest out of all the tacos that I ate that night.
Light and bright, dang.
Yeah. It was a good summer taco. How about you, Lindsay?
So I got the blackened salmon, and like Alex said, it was loaded with all the good stuff. So cotija cheese, lettuce, tomato. There was a white sauce in there, which I'm not sure what that white sauce was exactly, but it was delicious. But I just love salmon. That's like my go-to like fish in general. So I loved this taco. Like, it was delicious. It was just the right size, and yeah, loved it. But yeah, it's just, it's loaded with stuff, you guys. I think that's just how they just do their tacos at Taco Adobe, because all three of ours looked the same.
Yeah.
It was loaded with all the good stuff. So yeah, loved mine. The salmon was really good. Yeah, it was great. Fati, what did you get?
So I got the blackened mahi mahi taco, and that just straight off the bat looked the most appealing. I think that's the trend with Taco Adobe. They just, their tacos look really good. And also tasted very wholesome, like the balance of the tortilla, the filling, the cotija cheese, all of that, like, just, it meshed really well. And yeah, it just all together, it tasted great.
We're all about that cotija cheese.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. And to go off of what Fati said, it definitely was the most aesthetically pleasing taco out of the three that I had.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
Like, the presentation, chef's kiss. So good.
Chef's kiss.
Insta-worthy, guys.
Insta-worthy, yeah.
So for our last taco of the night, we went to a place that's inspired by the taco stands in Tijuana. And it's appropriately called the Taco Stand. Their mission is to give Californians the authentic Mexican experience by having fresh corn tortillas and the freshest ingredients available. So, Fati, what'd you get from the Taco Stand?
I got the camarón, which was also labeled as the spicy shrimp. That came with grilled shrimp. I was going to say grilled cheese.
Can you imagine a taco? Like, I want someone to have a thing where it's like a grilled cheese inside of a taco. Can that be a thing?
Yeah. Okay, wait, Lindsay, there's a place near me that does fried cheese, like the shell is made out of fried cheese.
Oh my Stop. God.
I would not. It's so, like, I want it so bad. And every time I've gone by there, it's closed. I think they close nights. I'm going to have to go on a weekend, but it's in Long Beach. It looks so good.
Oh my gosh, that sounds incredible.
It's great.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Fati. Please continue.
Tangent, sorry.
No, the spicy shrimp taco had grilled shrimp and then regular cheese, avocado, tomato, and then a chipotle sauce. And since it was labeled as spicy shrimp, I was expecting a kick straight off the bat, but there wasn't really, it wasn't like as spicy as you would think a spicy shrimp would be. Or maybe that's just my spice level. I'm not sure. But there was a spicy sauce that came on the side, and then that really did it for me. I was looking for a little bit more citrus, though, I have to say. But, I mean, it tasted great.
Yeah, that's a little surprising that it wasn't spicy shrimp. Because, like, I would say your spice level's not super high, like your tolerance.
Oh, yeah, it's not high at all, actually.
Yeah, because I was, like, giving the listeners context. I'm like, I've had spicy food with Fati before, and she usually gets, like, the medium. And so it must not be super spicy. That's good to know, though.
Yep. So for all you that are not ready to take the dip into the spicy food arena, don't worry. You're good.
Don't be put off by the name. Well, I got the al pastor, which is marinated pork, cilantro, onions, cilantro sauce, and pineapple.
Ooh, pineapple. Ooh,
yes. I love the balance of sweet and savory. I'm also just obsessed with pineapple. That fruit screams summertime. And just so you guys know, it was 105 degrees when we were eating these tacos. So I needed some sort of like citrusy, like refreshing taste. And this really did it for me. I loved this taco so much.
Yeah. Can I just comment that I cannot believe how hot it was when we ate these that day? Like it was, yeah, 105 degrees. That's like
disgusting. Bonkers.
What was that?
I am not here for it. Alex hates it.
Yeah, same. Lindsay is also not here for that crazy heat. But oh my gosh, that taco sounds delicious. Pineapple. Yeah, that sounds really good.
I highly recommend next time.
Hey guys, want to support I Heart Old Town Orange and look good doing it? We've got fresh items to add a little zest to your day. Sprinkle in some flair to your Zoom meetings with a cute citrus coffee mug. Then get ready to snuggle up for your binge watch marathon in one of our super cozy and oh so adorable t-shirts. Visit our website at shop.iheartoldtownorange.com to see what's new and juicy. You can also find the link in our show notes. Thanks so much for tuning in and supporting iHeart. Looking for a place in Orange to call home sweet home? From quaint Old Town to beautiful Orange Park Acres, Orange Realty is here to help you find your dream house. Founded in 1949, Orange Realty is the longest established real estate office in Orange and happens to be the home of Dan Slater, who's not only the top producing realtor in the city, but also one of my personal friends. Dan and his staff are dedicated to providing potential homeowners with their personalized services and their extensive knowledge about this amazing community. Visit orangerealty.com today to start the exciting process of finding your forever home. That's orangerealty.com, and the links are okay, in our show notes.
I'm going to butcher this name, so I pre-apologize. But so from the taco stand, I got the Nopal. And so normally when, and, you know, before, you know, when we were like at the office and we were super close to the circle, we were always going to the taco stand. That was kind of, and I think that was more of like our movie night situation on Thursdays. We would like frequent the taco stand. Yeah. And actually my taco of choice at the taco stand was always the Camarón. It's delicious, like to hop on Fati's train. It's really good. And yeah, and I don't have a high spice tolerance. And yeah, it's for those of you who aren't into the spicy stuff, it's super mellow, but it is so good. But I wanted to try something different, something unique. So I got the Nopal, and it has melted cheese, cilantro sauce, tomato, avocado. And then it has a very unique ingredient. It has cactus, which I have never tried cactus in my life. Have you guys ever tried cactus?
No. And when you ordered this taco, I was so surprised, but like pleasantly surprised. And I just was like, I can't wait to hear about it. I'm so excited to know what cactus tastes like.
Well, I've noticed that I did a weird trend with these, because normally I'm all about the beef, the chicken, the pork, and I had a very interesting fishy vegan pattern going on. So cactus. So in the taco, like it is cut up, it looks like green bell peppers. Oh. And I was eating it by itself without all the stuff, and it's a little unusual at first. It definitely has a texture, you guys. Cactus has a texture. And it's a little like, oh, okay. You know, like it's a little strange at first, but when you eat it with all of the stuff, it's actually really good. And I really enjoyed it. And it's also this was a really light taco too. But yeah. So that was a fun one to try, and I highly recommend if you're looking for something a little different from, you know, all the beef, pork, chicken options. This one was great.
So what? How would you describe the texture? Would you say it's like chewier than you expected, or?
So this is going to sound weird, but it's a little slimy, not gross, 100% not gross, but it does have a very kind of, it's kind of a slimy texture. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's good. I promise you it's good. It's just different, you know? And the flavor, I would say it's pretty close to a green bell pepper, I would say, but it does have a different flavor. I'm describing this so well. I'm totally selling this.
No, I'm like down. I can't wait to try it next time.
Yeah, no, you definitely should. And it's a light option, like I said. And no, it was great. Loved it.
Yeah, great for vegans. Just get it without the cheese.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so obviously all of these tacos were delicious. We loved all of these places. And I've actually never had jalapenos. So that was a new experience for me, and it was great. But we all definitely have our favorites. So I'll just go ahead and I'll say my favorite was the blackened salmon taco from Taco Adobe. And it was my favorite because, like we said, it was just loaded with deliciousness. And I just love salmon. Salmon is so good. So yeah, that was my fave. Highly recommend. Alex, what was your favorite?
I'm going to go with the taco stand. I love the sweet and savory, the pineapple chunks that added the citrus kick and complemented the marinated pork really well. And I love a good fresh corn tortilla. That sealed the deal for me. It was so good. How about you, Fatih?
I copied Lindsay, kind of. Not really. I don't
know.
Jeez,
Fatih.
But I'm going to have to go with Taco Adobe as well. I got their blackened mahi-mahi. And I feel like I eat with my eyes, which is part of the reason that I gravitated towards Taco Adobe. But also their corn tortilla was really great. Like it wasn't as overpowering as corn tortillas can tend to be. So yeah, I love that. And then the tortilla, the filling, the balance of like the acidity, all of it just made it a winner for me.
Well, yay. I'm so happy that we got to have a Taco Tuesday together again.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen Fatih. We hadn't seen Fatih since March.
So yeah, and I think the last time we hung out with Fatih was at a Taco Tuesday in March. Yeah.
Oh, it's like, you know, like the circle of life, you know, because this is our little wrap-up episode, and we're ending on a Taco Tuesday. That's tender. Yeah,
that is tender. Well, we want to thank Fatih, one of our favorite Taco Tuesday enthusiasts, for joining us on this zesty episode of What's Juicy. So thanks, Fatih.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, we're so happy you could join. We've been wanting to do this episode for so long and we're happy we have this experience with you.
Thank you. I'm honored.
And we just want to let all our listeners know that all three of these Old Town Orange hotspots are open for takeout, delivery, or you can order them off a delivery app. So we encourage you to have your own Taco Tuesday and support one of these awesome local businesses. Well, Lindsay and I have had fun getting to peel back the layers with such amazing people in the community, and we loved reporting about all the juicy deets happening in Old Town Orange during this season of A Circle in a Square. We just wanted to take this moment to thank you all for joining us on this unique journey. And as always, I want to encourage you all to squeeze the day. Bye, everyone.